Money News. I'm Jeremy Scott. More than two dozen people have died in the state of New York. More than 500 rescued in an extreme blizzard. Officials say another foot of snow could fall in western New York. Governor Kathy Hochul says the roads are a mess.
We still have scores and scores of vehicles that were abandoned when people left during the storm or just in a ditch. They can't possibly get out.
The bone-chilling cold led to a call by local authorities to conserve energy and turn down thermostats amidst the frigid cold temperatures. In New York, energy spokesman Jamie McShane says there was an unprecedented nearly 50-degree change in temperatures, which stressed the interstate pipeline.
We rely on interstate pipelines that are coming from as far away as Pennsylvania, Gulf of Mexico, out west. Those pipelines had equipment problems caused by the increased demand.
Utilities lifted the request to turn down the heat. Utilities saying enough New Yorkers listened and the grid held up. Crooks, though, took advantage of the situation as the winter storm slammed Buffalo. Authorities say they were monitoring reports of looting. Mayor Byron Brown did not mince words.
I don't know how these people can even live with themselves, how they can look at themselves in the mirror. They are the lowest of the low.
Buffalo's police chief says officers responded to several reports of looting, intervened in some cases, and made arrests. Meanwhile, problems continue in the air in and out of the country due to extreme winter weather. That includes California's major airports.
A lot of people on my flight were like, I've been traveling since yesterday.
Cancellations and delays are hitting Southwest hard. More than 60% of flights have been axed, nearly 20% delayed. Looking at the latest from FlightAware, more than 6,400 delays and 3,700 cancellations are reported nationwide. Folks still waiting for their Christmas packages will have to wait a little longer. UPS reporting service outages, FedEx with substantial disruptions nationwide. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. And get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
The White House is condemning the shipment of migrants across the country amidst a deep freeze.
According to multiple outlets, three buses carrying 139 migrants from Texas arrived Saturday evening outside Vice President Kamala Harris's residence at the Naval Observatory. The weather was in the teens that night, and many were not properly dressed for the weather. They were given blankets and put on another bus bound for a local church. On Sunday, White House spokesman Abdullah Hassan called it a cruel, dangerous, and shameful stunt. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Also, federal agents dropped off hundreds of migrants at bus stops in San Diego County just before Christmas Eve. About 250 were released from Border Patrol custody on Friday and taken to bus stops across the area. Julio Flores reports on an apparent murder-suicide outside a Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses in Colorado.
In the early morning hours on Sunday, it happened in Thornton, which is about 10 miles north of Denver. Authorities say they were told an adult female was shot and killed by an adult male who then turned the gun on himself. On Sunday night, Thornton police said there were three incendiary devices found at the scene. They were rendered safe and collected with the help of the Adams County Hazardous Material Unit. The Sherwood Congregation of Jehovah's Witnesses said in a statement they were shocked and deeply saddened by the shooting, and their hearts go out to the family and friends of those who have been traumatized by the heinous actions.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.